So where are we going now on 52-3? New players in there that weren't in the last few matches. Trevor Halls has come in.
Tell us about Trevor Halls.
Trevor Halls, do you know how, if I can let you picture cricketers who are good looking, have their collar up and look just right, that's Trevor Halls. But he was still a good player, still a good player. I mean, I'm not denigrating him in any way. And he was a good kicker as well. I mean, he very often, if I was kicked out from kicking, Trevor would take over. There is some story about he and John Gwillam, who a little bit later played for Gloucester for two seasons and he was a captain of Wales. John Gwillam, Trevor Halls and somebody else, and I was trying to think of it the other day, but we were on the coach going on tour, and it was a tour when we had to win all three matches, then we would have a club record of wins for the season. It was during my few years with Gloucester. I was lucky enough to play in two record seasons, and this was one. And we were kidding Trevor Halls that he'd missed touchdowns behind his, when the opposition had kicked over, he'd missed touchdowns and they had scored as a result, and he denied it emphatically. And we were playing against Torquay, and the first ball that came over our goal line, Trevor sat down, and before he could get any hands on it, the opposition scored a try. And John Gwillam had a great feature of playing in the second row, and he's a great jumper in the line out. He'd jump up and he'd throw out in all one movement before he hit the ground a reverse pass that would go out to the second centre. Tremendous. And we said that, you know, we constantly had tries against us because of this, and John Gwillam denied it. Yeah. And of course, in this match against Torquay, it happened and they scored. Well, somebody else denied doing something. I can't for the life of me think who it was. Anyway, we were 15 points down before we sort of got off the coach, as it were, and we went on to win. But those are some of the memories. Trevor Halls was one of them. So Bill Cartmell, he was a bit like Howard Terrington in a way, because Terrington appears on here as well. Howard played in the centre with me. I got a few hospital passes over the years from Howard Terrington. But Bill Cartmell, both of them were very quick on their feet, and it was difficult to keep up with them. I mean, Bill Cartmell was definitely the outside half rather than the centre, but he was all over the shop, and if you keep with him long enough, you'd score tries. But it was keeping with him. Ernie Turner's there again, and Peter Ford. That's in 52-3. And John Gwillam, I've just mentioned John. A very good player, obviously. And a scholar. It sounds odd that, but he was, I think he was a headmaster in the end at some public school. Nice chap. And Hobbs at scrum half, he was quite good. And Bill Smith. Bill Smith was fullback. Forgot about Bill Smith. He's quite friendly with him. He was in my black book, really, because he tried to date my wife. Not when we were married, but prior to us getting engaged, he was quite keen on that. There we are. And then 53-4. I'm just skimming down the team and seeing if there are any new names in there. Well, John Hobbs at half back, a scrum half, and Morgan as well. He may have featured for a while, but I remember him, but not particularly well. So again, I don't know how many names here, about 17 or 18 names. They're much the same as the previous two seasons. So, as I was trying to say earlier, it was a Gloucester team for several years that remained much the same. And, well, quite a few of them, when we go up for the legends, I see them, you know, they're obviously still with Gloucester, most of them.
Well, I'm sure that was a significant factor in the success of the team throughout era as well, that it was settled.
Yeah. Oh, there's another name, Roy Blair, has come in. This is for the season 54-5. And David Jones, and Barney, remember Barney?
Well, tell us about those.
Well, what certainly Roy Blair was a flamboyant character, a good runner. David Jones was a very good outside half, had a tremendous sidestep. Although Barney is down here, and I remember him, I can't picture too much detail about it. Brian Cybery, and I think Brian Green, and Perks, and Amos. I didn't play with them for any length of time, so whilst I remember them, I don't recall features of their games particularly. Going on to the next years, 55-56, which really was my last full season. I might have played a little bit in 56-7. So 55-56 must have been the season when I broke my leg in the last match. And who's playing in there? Reed is a new name. I don't remember too much about Reed. Sounds unkind, doesn't it? Holder was quite strong. Jay Wills. Wills. I think Wills played for Newport as well before he came to Gloucester. And we had battles when he was playing for Newport. Strangely enough, mentioning Newport, I think I'm correct in saying that I played on a winning side against every club first team. But I have never won against Newport first 15. It's they're down at Rodney Parade, they were always very difficult. It was a very heavy ground. In fact, so heavy. Do you remember a chap called Ken Jones?
He was
a sprinter and played on the wing for Wales and Newport. And I think he had the 100 metres record with MacDonald Bailey. The two of them had the 100 yards record. And on a wet, soggy afternoon at Rodney Parade, I caught Ken Jones from behind. But the second time you saw me coming. Yeah, well, there we are. Yeah, I guess as I get towards the end of my playing days at Gloucester, it's more difficult to remember all the players in any great detail, because there are people like Reed, Green, not so much Holder, but Wills, Sheen, Clark, that didn't appear in earlier seasons.
Yeah.
So there we are. That just, and then of course the next season, I only played a few games, having suffered a broken leg